At the April 6th Pocahontas County Commission meeting, several of the commissioners expressed reservations about continuing to financially support the Mountain Transit Authority, or MTA, in the county. They will need to make a decision about this at their upcoming April 20th meeting. Because there was a lot of confusion about both the success or failure of the MTA service in the county and about just what services the MTA does provide in the county, we interviewed Tim Thomas, the general manager of the MTA, to clarify that confusion. Tim, how does the MTA view ridership numbers so far for this fiscal year?
When we first started this out, we knew it was going to be slow, but at the end of the fiscal year 20, we felt that the ridership was decent. We had 804 trips that we provided on one route and 245 on the other. And you got to take into account the pandemic. But if you look at our ridership starting July 20, which is fiscal year 21 for us, through the end of March, we've already transported 1,285 trips on the Bartow/Loop route downtown. And the route 219 snowshoe route is 765. If you look at the comparison, just the numbers at that point in time, we still have 3 months remaining. On the Colorado, what we call the loop, you're up 59% over last year. And on the 219, the snowshoe route, you're up 212%. This does not include when we transport from the state opiate recovery grant that we have. And that's an additional 127 individuals that we have transported multiple times a week to help them in their recovery effort. And it's a very vital piece for them to have proper transportation.
Is that you work with Davenport on, right?
We work for DRC or any local treatment centers, yes. Mainly DRC, yes.
How does the MTA view the success or failure of the county service so far?
Well, we have to look at ridership. The local citizens need to understand what we mean is boardings. The number of individuals getting on the bus multiple times is a boarding. And for a rural county such as Pocahontas County, I do believe that our numbers are way ahead. I mean, if you combine those together, it's like 1,900 plus 127. That's a success. It is almost 3-1 to what we do in Webster County. And Webster County has been on our route schedule for many, many, many years. I do think that the numbers will grow, but we didn't expect the pandemic to come in and hit us. Even these numbers are affected because we had to limit what we could do and what we couldn't do when the pandemic first came out. People need to understand, they need to call us for transportation too. They can call our office 304-872-5872 between 8 and 4, and we'll give them details about the routes. We will schedule their trips, etc., and provide them transportation.
What do you see as the most successful parts of the program?
I think it's the number of individuals that we've helped. The drivers get compliments all the time. Individuals around here, I don't think, are used to seeing public transit. And one other thing is, we are working well with Pocahontas seniors. We told them in the beginning that we would not infringe on their type of transportation.
What happened with the interstate employee transportation?
When we started, we were transporting those guys. We started out with 5 to 7. It was good for a month or so. Then they started calling off, or, you know, we'd send a bus out there and no one would show up. So that happened for the first almost year. With that particular program, we told them at the beginning we need at least 15 individuals to make the program go because it's a contracted service. So we made a decision that, well, if nobody's going to go, we got to be good stewards of taxpayer dollars. So we made a decision to make it into a call ride. You call us, we will come and get you. You can schedule it out. It worked for probably 2 months. Then we would go to their house and they didn't come out. So we got guys on the clock. But the biggest thing is lack of ridership.
Be sure to keep listening to Allegheny Mountain Radio for the second half of this interview, in which Tim Thomas talks about the call ride service, about how flag down stops work, and about the call ride trips to Lewisburg on Mondays and Fridays. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.